The leaders of Russia and China met today in a highly anticipated meeting, sparking concerns in the West and in Ukraine, for that matter, about the international relationship. This comes as Xi Jinping has been trying to position his country as a peacemaking intermediary between Russia and Ukraine, something many U.S. officials have also been raising eyebrows at. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bill Burke White, Deputy Dean and Professor of Law at the University of Pennsylvania Law School, specializing in international law. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Glad to be with you.
Action speaks louder than words, as you know. So what message do you think the two are trying to send to the West?
Well, the main message they're sending is that Russia and China are closely aligned in global politics today. The two countries are deeply interdependent. Russia needs China for lots of the consumer goods and high-tech products that are unavailable to it because of Western sanctions. And China needs Russia because it has some of the world's largest energy reserves. So there's a close relationship here. And Putin is looking for Xi to back his war in Ukraine. And Xi is looking to give Putin a little bit of a moral support by showing up, but not go too far in supporting the war in Ukraine.
I keep seeing headlines today saying the U.S. keeping a close eye on the meeting. What are they looking for?
They're looking to see whether China offers Putin lethal military assistance. In other words, guns, bombs, guided missiles, and so forth. And the U.S. has made very clear that that is a red line that China should not cross. So they're waiting to see if Xi says he's going to deliver what Putin wants in terms of military hardware. On the day one of a three-day summit, Xi has been careful not to do so. Ukraine hasn't been mentioned very much. The two leaders have talked about their friendship and lots of other important aspects of their relationship. But so far, the U.S. has not seen what is worried about, namely this promise of military equipment.
What do you think the significance of this meeting is after the arrest warrant was issued for Putin from the ICC?
Yeah, the arrest warrant was really important, saying that Putin is now an indicted war criminal. And Xi Jinping has shown up in Moscow really flaunting that indictment, saying it doesn't matter to him. And it makes it easier for Putin to say to other world leaders, don't worry, I'm not a pariah, and the ICC's indictment is illegitimate. So this is an important show of solidarity with Mr. Putin and gives Putin some credibility in the eyes of many states in the region and beyond.
So Putin has described Xi, their relationship as dear friends. Does Vladimir Putin have other dear friends anymore?
Well, I'm not sure Xi Jinping is one either. His closest friend is Alexander Lukashenko, the longstanding president, dictator of Belarus. But what Putin is trying to show is that he is close to the world's second largest economy, second most important country. And by calling Xi a friend, by giving him a birthday cake 2 years ago at a summit and so forth, he's trying to show how close they are and to wrap himself in the aura of power that Xi Jinping brings when he travels the world today.
Well, thanks so much for the conversation. Bill Burke White is Deputy Dean and Professor of Law at the University of Pennsylvania Law School, specializing in international law.